Good afternoon. I would like to welcome the Hopkins Junior High Orchestra to the American String Teachers Association National Orchestra Festival. My name is Frank Listina, and I'm looking forward to hearing your performance. I will be offering some thoughts and comments along with your performance on this recording, and hope that you find them useful and helpful. We're just getting ready for your setup. It's almost done, and your arrival, and then I will start the tape again, and we'll listen to your performance. Looking forward to it. Nice start, nice phrasing there. A nice crescendo. Nice work on those accents. Nice work, seconds. More viola and a little more accent on your E natural down there. Good contrast there. Good cello bass. A little shorter basses and a little bit of an accent on the start of each note because of the hemiola. More bow at 7. I'd like to hear that a bit bigger. A little more bow at 8 also. I like the idea of the passante to be heavier with nice work, difficult section there. Nice connection on the phrase. Yes, I like the way you did the end. I like the Piumoso. Great, great tempos. And then the accelerando, very, very exciting. And then the two-bar phrase is just perfect. That silence, pause, and then the entrance was well done. Last chord also. So lots of really good things going all the way back to the beginning. One thing I'd like you to look at is the third and fourth note. I like it a little bit more legato. It is, the staccato marks are not make it short, it's just because it's a hooked bow rather than a tie. So as legato as you can possibly make that. I've even had groups practice this with that as a tie. Dee-da-da, dee-da-da, dee-da-da-da-da-da, dee-da-da. And then gradually just get to point. So there's the tiniest bit of an articulation. Dee-da-da-da, dee-da-da-da-dee. Instead of dee-da-da-da, dee-da-da-da. Connecting that as much as possible, I think, is the composer's intent. Okay, we're moving on to chapter one. A little bit of intonation problem right on that very first note, and then with the F sharp later on. Set your hand and be ready to adjust immediately if need be. Nice work on the C sharps. Longer dotted eighth, dee ba dee da. Don't separate too much. Nice work, nice teamwork, listening to each other across the sections. That's very well done. Delay a little bit of the start of the solo and let everybody on the fermata get down even softer so we hear you come in on your very first note. Watch that C natural intonation. Nice work, violins, to stay under everything that's going on. Good accent there on the viola, cello, bass. Yes, nice work there. Yeah, it's hard to pull off those dissonances, and that was really well done. These solo parts. Well done, stopping at the end of the down, end of the bar, no downbeat. I like your tempo. Well done. Nice work with these dissonances here. Show some really fine independence. Mm-hmm. Nicely done rhythmically. Good rhythmic independence to pull that off. First, bring out the accent a little bit more on that hemiola. Same thing here. Be careful that the note before the accent doesn't come out just as accented. Nice work. Be together on your accents. Don't come in early on an accent. Got better as you went on. Yes, nice precision there through the 5/8. Maybe a little bit more accent emphasis because of the 5/8 bar. Just to bring out that change in the pulse. Yeah, well done. So many good things. Attention to detail is right there. And it shows in that last two measures there with nice crescendo. Eighth, and a long pause, and the last note exactly together. Yeah, great work. Okay, this is Rock Canyon Club. Looking for a little more clarity, changing bows together in bar 6 and 7. Good job, seconds. Good job, violas. Cellos, you have to bring out that last rhythm there, ba-da-dum, with a little bit of an accent, I think. Now violas have it. Over-articulate. And where's the accent? Da-da. And that last accent, ba-da-da-da-ba, beat 4 should bring out a little bit more. For a little more clarity of this articulated melody. Good dynamic contrast with the piano subito. Ta-da. Take your time on the triplet and the solo. Like that. Yeah, extend beat four a little bit there because of the crescendo. 2, 3, 4, 1. Nothing wrong with doing that, even though it's not necessarily written. It's part of the Espressivo artistic license. Hard to articulate that exactly as written with the triplets. Feel the triplet pulse as you're going through that measure. Da, 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 da. I like that. Nice work. Taking your time in the slow section and then the new tempo, or the old tempo. Yes, I like how your musical decision on the end. I'm not familiar with this piece, but I was looking ahead a little bit just in the last four bars, and I was looking at, is that really the ending, and how is that going to sound? And then you pulled it off. Really well done. The little bit of a delay before the last note really works for me. You made a challenging ending sound real easy and sound like it just fits, and those are the things that those kinds of decisions really make it work. You made it sound easy, so well done. Through this whole piece, I'm kind of thinking it can't make up its mind if it's supposed to be legato or marcato and how much space, and there are times I wanted more space, but then when I look through the score, it's not written that way. So you were being very true to the composer's wishes and making it work. And if anything, I would experiment maybe with a little bit more space just to help bring out, to articulate the rhythms that are there. Okay, I think we're moving on to A Faraway Place. The mood you're setting with this and the style. Yes, nice work there with that little delay. So the very first chord did not gel right away. And that's tricky. You know, we're transitioning. We had a little delay between pieces. And then you have to come in with an E flat major chord. And that's something you probably have to practice. Just after the students are playing in whatever key, then have them, okay, let me hear that opening chord of A Faraway Place, just to see if they can find it right away without any adjusting at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the delay going into 24. Might add a little bit of a delay on beat 2 as well as beat 3. Just to even it out a little bit. Need a little more viola line here. Looks like you're outbalanced here, you know, you don't have enough violas to really make this work compared to the number of violins. You could leave out some of the violins in that section if you'd like. Another idea, if you have a really strong cello player or two, is you could add that viola line in the cello part just to make that stand out just a little bit more. It gets a little high on the cello part, but if you had a really, really strong player, that could work. Musically, really, really well done, making them just delay that ending a little bit, and then going back into tempo, trying to keep everything smooth as possible. Don't let bow speed changes get in the way of the musical idea you'd like to present. Well done. I really like that you took your time when the musical phrase called for that and you sensed it. And this very end of the molto retard, I really liked what you did. I would even experiment, like, how much of a retard could you do? So let's look back 3 from the end with that cello line that's coming down. 1 and 2 and 3, and is that too much, you know, to just stop at the end of beat 2 and then come? You did similar to that, but what if we push the envelope there and really, really came to a complete stop and then started beat 3 again and then did the same thing in the next measure with the cellos? Might be too much, might not work at all, but I really like, you're doing so many nice musical ideas, especially when you consider the age level for these students. Okay, are we on vanishing point? outstanding. And the viola entrance was so soft, couldn't hear it at all, and I think that's exactly what they're looking for. It was just perfect. Bring out the accents. Yeah, nice dramatic pauses. First violins, watch your whole steps and half steps as you descend there. Yeah, accent and then back off of the other unaccented notes. Yep, you can't overdo that. You can overdo accents. You can't overdo the difference between an accent and an unaccented note. I even talk to students about ghosting. Another opportunity to do some ghosting and accent. A little more cello to start that when they hand the first hand off to you. Coming a little stronger in diminuendo. Crescendo right to the last note and then instantly piano. Yeah, don't give up. Keep the crescendo going right till you stop. So it's more of a subito pianissimo. Oh, wonderful. Great transition into 77. Good job, seconds. I can hear them. Watch that modulation. Know what it sounds like. Hear it in your head. Have somebody play it on the piano for you. Great subito piano. Cellos, more as you go down. Every note should be a bigger bow. Every note should be more bow and slowing down a little bit. Nice contrast, good balance with the cello can be heard over the other parts. Yeah, take your time on the G to F sharp, you can do it. Nice, very sensitive playing there. Well done. Thank you. make more out of the hemiola accents. Especially the second one. Love that. You're doing such a great job with that. Nice. Taking your time on those eighth notes. Well done. Cello, it's your turn to bring out the accent. Wonderful. What a great job you did on this, on your whole program. I'm going to spend a little bit more time talking about this this last piece here. I'll let your crowd give you a well-deserved applause. Just outstanding job. Yeah, so many wonderful things. So I'm gonna go into some very, very big, really, really tiny details. I'll try and work backwards if I can remember some of my thoughts as you were doing them, because it goes by so fast it's hard to hear those. So the last chord, it could have been a tiny bit bigger. I think what happens is that the orchestra has to ignore the viola players. The viola players have to not worry about the last note, and all the viola players are responsible for is that piano level. And the viola players can't worry about changing dynamic as much, but everybody else can do that, and that's how you accomplish that. Whenever you have this articulation, like in measure 158 and 159, and the accents are separate bows, they really sound good. I'm really hearing one loud note, two not loud notes, another loud note, and then so you're really getting that to happen. It's not quite as easy to accomplish when those notes are slurred. For instance, in measure 155, so that takes a little bit extra work to really make that happen, to get out of the way on the third note. That's what's happening. So you're kind of ruining the accent, the second accent, because of the single eighth note after the slur. So make sure, one, they're using more bow on the first two notes. Just a tiny bit of note, a bow on the next note. Now what's going to happen is that they won't return all the way to the frog, okay? But that's okay. Don't need to be at the frog here. What's happening, my guess is that they're going down, up, down, and they're trying to get all the way back to the frog after that first accented slur, and using too much bow on the 1/8 note, and that's getting less of an effect of that hemiola. So that's, like I said, a really big detail thing. But look at all the details you've already worked out. That's just one more to add to your list of details that you can do. And I know you can even improve on what's already there. There's a lot to digest there for students. Okay, but less bow on the up bow between the two accented slurs is going to accomplish that. Now let me back up a little bit more and go to one other thought in this work. Sorry, we got the photographer's lift going down. Hope you can hear me over that. I'll pause while I wait for it. So now let's go back to measure 124, and this theme happens a couple of times where you have this really, really, really tiny start, which you are awesome at that tiny start. That's how it starts at 124 and 125. The violin's job is to continue with that tiny bit of musical direction, call it a crescendo if you'd like, all the way till their very last note. The viola's job is to not worry about the last note of that and be ready to come in super pianissimo. So on beat 3 of 125, the violin should be playing forte on that last 16th note while the violas are pianissimo. And that's going to pull off the effect that we're looking for. The audience wants to hear all the way to the very end. And then, all of a sudden, there's this just little back to the triple P, E natural. A lot of composers have used this in the past. I'm thinking of the Vaughan Williams in the Thomas Tallis piece. There's a number of spots where it has the whole orchestra playing and everybody cuts off except for a small group, the second orchestra, that's then holding on to that last, that same chord or a different chord in some cases. And so composers have used this same concept very effectively. But the key to that is that if you're not the group that has the piano leftover note, you have to crescendo right till the very end. I think your students would have a lot of fun if you worked on that. And then it continues again in 126, for instance. You know, the violin part is going to be da 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 da, all the way to the downbeat of one. Now what's happening is the violins are anticipating that piano that's coming up, so they back off a little bit. And that kind of ruins the suspense. And the cellos and basses have the exact same thing. So it's not, the crescendo doesn't go all the way to the end, but musical direction-wise, I think you need to continue that all the way through. And boy, is that going to be exciting. So 26 and 27 for everybody except for the violas is going to be and they're going to play the loudest note at the end. And the violas are the only ones who aren't going to play that note accented. They're going to go and then they'll start playing softer. And as soon as the air clears from that accented note and all the other instruments, all that's going to be left is that tiny little viola sound. Really, like I said, a tiny little detail. And as I'm turning the page, vanishing point. Is that the concept? So where does the sound vanish? Oh, it's such an important concept of the whole piece. You're selling it here with that, and then it has to vanish at some point. But vanishing is different than fading away. So keep the crescendo going there, and then all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. Maybe that's what the idea of the title is. Thank you again for your performance and allowing me to go into some details, but it's very clear that you're a detail orchestra. You worry about the details, and that's what makes your performance so outstanding, spectacular. Thank you so much for playing today. I hope some of my thoughts on here are helpful to you. Bye now.